Journey to Wellness on KUMD is funded in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Boy, arts and cultural heritage, that pretty much sums up the 10th annual Kiwens Language Camp. It's celebrating their 10th anniversary this year. Janice Fairbanks is the coordinator, and she joins us this morning to tell us more about it. It's for kids and for grown-ups, which is just one of the very many cool things about it. Janice, good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Lisa. My pleasure.
So nice to have you here with us. What are some of the... All right, first of all, I guess we need to back up a step and talk about what happens at the language camp. And I've got a copy of the agenda here, and it's so much more than language.
It is. It's more than language. It's an opportunity to bring people together to see our culture in action. We have arts and crafts. The camp is open to everyone. We like pre-registration just so we can make sure we have enough at mealtime because all of the meals are provided. We have an opening ceremony on Thursday, June 14th, and it starts at 8 o'clock, and then we move right into the day with everything. We have arts and crafts. We have three language tables. We have a children's activities area, which is set up with all of their language activities, and professional teachers that take their time off to come and help us out with the camp so that the kids have lessons. They have a controlled learning environment. It's for families, and the parents are welcome to go and watch and join in the children's activities. We have a packed full agenda this year. And the camp this year is funded by Minnesota Indian Affairs Council through the Legacy Amendment Fund, the Fond du Lac Band of Lake Superior Chippewa, Northland Foundation Age to Age Program, and support from Fond du Lac Behavioral Health, SHIP Program, Clearway, and 13 Moons. So people are really getting on board with this camp. I started 3 years ago running the camp, and I had visited the camp a couple times before that. But since I came on, it was started out as a grassroots effort by Jim and Pat Northrop and Dr. Vineo and his wife Ivy and Rick Greshick. There are certain people that had a strong impact over the years on this camp that kept it going without more funding. They did their own fundraising. But once I got on board and we were able to put it under the Fond du Lac umbrella, then I was able to do fundraising and grant writing, and we've really moved on this camp. People are interested from all over the country. We've had people from other countries visiting camp. So they're interested in learning what we do to preserve and revitalize our language, the methods we use. And we have, this year we have a videographer coming, and I've got three photographers, but Ivy Vineo is one of them. And Dr. Vineo has been a mainstay of the camp. He has done a magic show, the Mad Scientist, not magic, but Mad Scientist. Some of the kids think that that is a magic show. But it's science in action.
You know, I had the opportunity to talk with him about it a little bit, Janice, and we'll hear more from him about that next week on his feature called In the Spirit of Medicine. But he feels like it's so important to get kids interested in math and science. And, of course, what better way than to kind of make some things sort of blow up harmlessly?
Yeah.
It sounds like the kids really enjoy it. Now, there are so many activities, and I'm gathering that all of these activities are conducted as much as possible in Ojibwe. Swimming and water safety, there are dances, Ojibwe cribbage and Jenga, there's a plant walk. There are different resource topics and speakers. There's a canoe race, more dances, a puppet show, a horseshoe tournament, Ojibwe bingo. Are there a lot of, it seems that there are quite a few fluent Ojibwe speakers in the area, but I'm certainly not an expert. What is the status of the Ojibwe language here in Minnesota?
It's an ongoing effort to keep it alive. The problem is that there are not a lot of fluent speakers. We get as many as we can contracted to work the camp, and that's why I want the three language tables to go, so people can go anytime they're there. They'll be able to go to a language camp and ask questions and learn things from the fluent speakers that we do have. There are a number in Minnesota, but not locally. There are maybe five, I would say. Five, and a lot of them are second language learners. First language speakers are kind of, we're losing them. It's people age out. There's nobody born right into the language anymore that I know of.
Oh.
We've got an immersion school in Duluth, and that's a big help. The young kids are able to have that. But that's one of the things I'd like to get started on Fond du Lac, actually, is an immersion, ongoing immersion with the young ages, because that's where they really pick it up. Once they have that sound, then they can carry it on.
We were talking about that in the context of a different interview last week about how kids, you know, their brains are so spongy and they can pick things up and they can pick up a new language. And it seems like there's kind of a short window there in a kid's life. And obviously people can learn to become fluent speakers in another language, but it becomes a lot more difficult when you're an adult. Do a lot of the adults take part or want to learn at least a few words, a few phrases?
Yes, but we have three language tables going weekly at Fond du Lac, the three different community centers. Two of them are mostly, well, one of them is mostly children. One is a mix of children, adults, and the third one is all adults. And the strongest attendance is the adult language table. So, yeah, they come back, and Dr. Vineal was coming for a long time to our Cloquet language table, which is how I met him, actually.
Well, and he...
already going there.
And of course, he drops in Ojibwe and Finnish words as he records his program, so there's no telling what I'm going to pick up just with my association. I'm really looking forward to it. Once again, you mentioned that it's open to everybody. So
yes.
Anyone who thinks that this would be a fascinating camp to attend, we'll get a link set up so that folks can find the registration information and they can get additional information about the camp. Janice, this is so important. We've talked so often on this program about how language is more than just words. The way a culture is carried forward, what they find important, what they don't find important. These things are all carried in language. And that must be really a driving force behind you in wanting to really push to keep the language alive.
It is. I grew up with very strong cultural teachings from my family, and I would say especially my grandmother. And I grew up right next to where the language camp will be held this year. That's our family home. So I just learned things and felt things out in the woods. And of course, it's more developed now than it was when I was a kid. But it's a different worldview. It's a different feeling. It's a different way of describing things going on around you. And it's beautiful, and I am driven to share that with other people. I'd like people to get just a little glimpse of what I enjoyed when I was growing up.
Janice, thank you so much for joining us this morning and obviously for sharing your wonderful perspective with all the people at the camp. Thank you again.
Thank you, Lisa, for having me.
Janice Fairbanks this morning is the camp coordinator for the language camp that is taking place June 13th through the 17th. We'll get a link set up on our website so folks can find more information. It's open to everyone. Journey to Wellness on KUMD is also funded in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.